Hey, my friend, it's Tuesdays with Tata. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of perseverance from the book of Jude. We're going to have an amazing conversation with my main man, Dennis McDonald. I'm excited. Lisa's excited. Harvey and Lewis are excited. I know you're excited, too. So today, we're going to talk about how to persevere. And as always, Tata and I are going to start today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com, and if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Hey, how
Ta-ta.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. You have a new bookcase.
We do have a new bookcase. Yeah. Your amazing daughter and I put it together all by ourselves.
I am sorry you had to do all that work by yourself. That had to be a lot of work.
Yeah, these two poor guys delivered it. They got here about 6 o'clock in the evening. They looked like they'd been rode hard and put up wet, and they did not look like they were going to be able to get it done. So Lisa said, "You know what? Why don't you guys just go on home? It's late, and we'll take care of it." So we spent the next couple of hours putting it together. Did great, and then yesterday we spent all day put everything in it.
Yeah.
Great. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. You're going to be here. This will be this episode, I think, and then one and maybe two more, and then you'll be here. Yeah. Got your microphone right here for you, ready to go.
Okay. Very good.
So you want to talk about Jude today. Let's talk about Jude. James and Jude, two biological half-brothers of Jesus. Who, of course, rejected him, we know from the book of John and the Gospels, and later came to faith in their own brother as being their God, which is kind of amazing. Mind stretch, if you could imagine your brother turns out to be the Savior.
Yeah, the Son of God.
Yeah. I think that's one of the biggest legacies of his ministry, is that two of his brothers turned around and worshipped him and have books in the Bible to prove it. That's pretty amazing.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm still reminded of John 1:12, that Jesus himself, if we believe in him and we accept him, then he gives us the right to become children of God.
That's right.
And we talked about that. And we also talked about knowing. And when we talked about 1 John 5, that we know that we have eternal life. And we've talked about prayer. But Jude sums it all up at the very end.
Yeah,
his short book, to persevere to the end. And this is such a profound scripture. Jude, beginning in verse 17. But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times, that there would be scoffers who would follow their own ungodly desires. These are men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not follow the Spirit.
Wow.
But dear friends, build yourselves up in the most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in God's love as you wait.
Wait.
Let the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ bring you eternal life. Well, after it's all said and done, and we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we know that we believe that He's the Son of God, and that He came and died for us, and through His death on the cross, we were redeemed. We were brought back from sin when we had no hope. And then Jesus Himself said, "Pray always." And we know that we have eternal life. And John insists that we know that. And Jude reminds us to persevere to the end.
Yeah.
So don't give up. So, and the, but listen to the reading there that in the last days, doesn't it sound familiar to you? That the scoffers would come and that they would divide people.
Yep.
And of course, this is nothing new. Solomon himself said there's nothing new under the sun. So they were probably, he was speaking during a time of Roman, writing during a time of Roman occupation, no doubt. And that was happening then. The Caesar, people worshiped the Caesar, and Caesar claimed to be God himself. So we, but it seems to me that all of this is being replayed again. And it's not, and I said, as I said, it's not new. When God was, and Moses were on the mountain looking into Canaan, and remember that Moses could not go. He could not go to the promised land because
right.
He struck the rock instead of speaking to the rock when the people needed water. And God said to Moses, "These people are going to rebel against me." What a stunning comment. And that's what we've done through all ages. We have rebelled against God. I know people rail and shake their hands about the things that are going on right now, the thing in this country and in the world. And we can't understand, some people cannot understand. But for me, it all boils down to one thing, and that's a rebellion against God.
That's right.
And following our own instincts and following their own instincts. And what they have a decision to make that they've made that says, I know what is right. I know what's best for me. But Jude tells us to persevere through all of that.
Yeah.
And don't give up. That is a stunning thought.
It really is.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's stunning, and it's stunning because of where he came from. So, you know, in John 7:5 says even his own brothers didn't believe in him, like Jude and James, the brothers and the other brothers and his sisters kind of made fun of him and mocked him early on for, oh, you think you're God. And now they persevered. Jesus persevered through even his own family's rejection and the persecution all the way to the cross and the resurrection. And Jude is saying, hey, emulate my brother.
That's right.
Persevere
That's
right. like my brother did. And I love, right. you know, the one thing that happens to humans is when we figure something out, we sometimes develop a little bit of an arrogance about it, about having figured it out. And you know, I got salvation mapped out. I've got it all squared away. The next verse, 22, he says, be merciful to those who doubt.
That's right.
And he's talking about himself. Like, I was the one that was doubting, and Jesus, my brother, was merciful to me.
That's right.
So, and then he says this, we have to have this passion for people who are lost. Because it's not, you know, like you said, with all the stuff that's going on in our society right now, it's not the government that's going to save you. It's not the government that's going to rescue the world. It's the Lord. Like, it's turning back to him. That's what's going to save us. And Jude says,
if my people will repent and pray,
call
them, I will heal
yep.
their land and forgive their sins.
Yep, 2 Chronicles 7:14, I think.
Yeah.
Yep, Jude even goes on to say, save others by snatching them from the fire, but show mercy mixed with fear. Like be worried about their souls, but be merciful to them in their doubtfulness, because you were there too. I love it.
That's right. Well, and the other side of that is we have to be sure that we are in God's favor.
That's right.
We have to think about ourselves first, and it is not. He's not telling us to go out and point out people's sin, because we all have sin, but we should try to help people that need help.
That's right. Verse that Tata just referenced. I just checked to make sure I was correct. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, there's a condition here. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. So there's some condition to this. It's not just pray and say, oh, save us. You know, it's turning, it's changing, it's giving up things that are not godly. You know, he won't walk with you into those sinful patterns, but he'll stand right outside the door and he's ready to go when you turn around.
That's right. That's right. He's waiting on us.
Yep.
We have a saying, the ball's in our court.
Yep.
It really is.
Amen. Well, that's a good little message. It's a short little book. One chapter, 25 verses, and he ends it up worshiping his brother. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you from to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, the only God, our Savior, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
But is it easy? Is it easy to persevere when we face hardships and when we face trials and when we go through the fire and when we're in the furnace?
No, it's not easy.
Because that's not easy. And God never said it was. And Jesus never said it was.
No.
But at the same time, if my people who are called by my name will repent. And so what we have to do is we have to examine ourselves.
Yep.
And we have to count ourselves as worthy.
That's right.
And we have to be able to stand. We're all going to stand before God someday.
That's right.
And answer for what we did.
That's right. But when it's hard, Jude calls us to persevere.
That's right.
To not give up.
That's right.
Mm. And speaking of perseverance, man, there's a lot of pain on the prayer wall right now.
I know. You're right. There are several requests that are just agonizing. People find themselves in hard places.
Yep. So there's just a lot going on right now, Tata. I think we just
need to
be persevering in prayer.
That's right. And our Lord said, pray always.
Yep.
And the Apostle Paul said, pray about everything.
Yep. I love, I read it this morning, Luke 18:1. Jesus said, he taught the disciples to always pray and never give up. Always pray and never give up. So, friend, when it's hard, when should you pray? Always. When should you give up? Never. Jesus said it himself. So let's pray, Tata.
Yeah. Well, think about the people that were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost when the church was established. About 120 people were up there praying, and we think they prayed for 10 days. Wow. And Peter probably preached for about 5 minutes.
Wow.
Sometimes we get it backwards. We pray 5 minutes and preach
for 10 days.
Yeah.
The story of Paul preaching until that guy fell asleep and got killed. Remember, the guy fell out of the window.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. I used to know his name.
Yeah. His name escapes me as well. But Father, we just come before you and we seek your blessing, Father. We hold all of these people up to you. The prayer wall is, there's several individuals on there, Father. They all need you. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would demonstrate your mighty power in our presence and that you would bless them, that you would heal them, that you would restore them, and Father, bring them peace and grace and mercy. Father, we know that you know. And so we have confidence in that. And
yes.
And we know that you hear our prayers. And you know that we pray fervently, Father, for these people. But Father, we'd ask you to bless all these people on the prayer wall, and we ask you to bless them and continue to be with them. And we keep praying in Jesus' name.
Amen. Father, we are grateful that you gave us the example of persecution and disbelief, even in your own family, and that we get to see the end of the story, how Jude and James and your brothers and sisters came to know you, and we get to hear them say, hey, be merciful to us when we're doubtful. Be kind to us when we're struggling, because all of us do, Father. We just have so much doubt and fear, and the enemy is always in our ear trying to make us afraid and to make us not see how close you are to us when we're brokenhearted. And we lift up before you the names of all these people on the prayer wall, and just that you would heal and reconcile and provide homes and provide physical healing and provide work and provide comfort and mercy in their great need that they've expressed. Thank you for this community who gathers around and hears Tata and I speak and who puts their prayer requests out before you, this little digital church that we have. And we're just so grateful for the world, the connectedness that you've given smart people to create these opportunities for us to gather and connect us and grow us even closer together. We're grateful for his ministry and his life and his impact on my life and Lisa and the rest of the people listening. And just pray. pray your deep blessing on him, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the opportunity to come together today in your name. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well said.
Thank you, Tata. I love you.
I love you too.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.